Let us pray. O parent of all peoples, breathe your Holy Spirit on us, that we may understand your word and be filled with peace and joy of the risen Christ. Amen.
Our first reading is from the very first book of the Bible, Genesis, chapter 11, verses 1 through 9. We'll be reading from the Message translation. Listen for the word of God.
At one time, the whole earth spoke the same language. It so happened that as they moved out east, they came upon a plain in the land of Shinar and settled down. They said to one another, "Come, let's make bricks and fire them well." They used brick for stone and tar for mortar. Then they said, "Come, let's build ourselves a city and a tower that reaches heaven. Let's make ourselves famous so we won't be scattered here and there across the earth."
God came down to look over the city and the tower these people had built. God took one look and said, "One people, one language. Why, this is only a first step. No telling what they'll come up with next. They'll stop at nothing. Come, we'll go down and garble the speech so they won't understand each other." Then God scattered them from there all over the world, and they had to quit building the city. That's how it came to be called Babel, because their God turned their own language into Babel. From there, God scattered them all over the world. So ends the reading.
So before our second reading, I'm going to invite a little congregational participation. Does anyone know, we talked about saying the Lord's Prayer in a different language. Does anyone know a word for hello or a greeting in a different language? I suspect most of you do, even if it's only ciao, right? Or, yeah, or shalom. Or hola. But there's also, you've got a handout with, in case you can't think of one, with greetings in many different languages. So I'd like you all to pick a greeting in a different language. And every time in our reading from Acts you hear the word language, I want you to shout out your greeting in whatever language you've chosen and say it three times. In other words, like, hello, 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 or ciao, 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 or whatever you're going to say. So does everyone? Let's try that. So one, two, three.
Bonjour, bonjour,
bonjour, bonjour. Bonjour. Excellent. All right. So I think that's all you need to know. Whenever you hear the word language, shout that out. Now, Alex and Charlotte and Heidi, I think you can take your places at your respective pulpits where you're going to be.
Jerusalem was always bustling on the day of Pentecost. People came from all over Judah and many countries around Judah to celebrate this special festival. And standing in the marketplace, providing an amazing sight, all shapes and sizes of people walked by, eating different foods and speaking their own languages.
Peter and the rest of Jesus' followers were in Jerusalem too. Before Jesus left them and went back to heaven, he had told them to go to Jerusalem and wait for a special gift, the Holy Spirit. So there they were, and this is what happened.
Reading from Acts chapter 2, part 1 to 21, adapted from the Message translation. Listen for God's word to us today. When the feast of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place without warning. There was a sound like a strong wind, a gale force. No one could tell where it came from. It filled the whole building. Then, like a wildfire, the Holy Spirit spread through their ranks, and they started speaking in a number of different languages as the Spirit... as the Spirit prompted them.
There were many Jews staying in Jerusalem just then, devout pilgrims from all over the world. When they had heard the sounds, they came on the run. Then, when they heard one after another their own language being spoken, they were amazed. They couldn't for the life of them figure out what was going on, and kept saying, "Aren't these all Galileans? How come we're hearing them talk in our different languages?" Visitors from listen to what they are saying. They are describing God's mighty works in all of our languages.
Their heads were spinning. They couldn't make heads or tails of any of it. They talked back and forth, confused. "What's going on here?" Others joked, "They're drunk on cheap wine." That's when Peter stood up and, backed by the other 11, spoke out boldly, "Fellow Jews, and all of you who are visiting Jerusalem, listen carefully and get this story straight. These people haven't had time to get drunk. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning."
This is what the prophet Joel announced would happen. "In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on every kind of people. Your sons will prophesy, also your daughters. Your young men will see visions, and your old men."
"When the time comes, I'll pour out my spirit on those who serve me, men and women both, and they'll prophesy. Whoever calls out for help to me, God, will get saved."
Then Peter said many more words to the crowd, to all those people who spoke different languages. It was an amazing Pentecost day. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
When Peter finished preaching and telling the people about Jesus and the promise of the Holy Spirit, the people said to him, "What can we do?"
Peter said, "Change your life. Turn to God and be baptized, each of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so your sins are forgiven. Receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is targeted to you and your children, but also to all who are far away, whomever, in fact, our God invites."
And here's what happened. According to the story in Acts, that day, about 3,000 took him at his word, were baptized, and were signed up. They committed themselves to teaching and of the apostles, the life together, the common meal, and the prayers.
Everyone around was in awe. All those wonders and signs done through all the apostles, and all the believers lived in a wonderful harmony, holding everything in common. They sold whatever they owned and pooled their resources so that each person's need was met.
They stuck to a daily discipline of worship in the temple, followed by meals at home, every meal a celebration. Exuberant and joyful as they praised God, people in general liked what they saw. Every day their number grew as God added to those who were saved.
It was amazing!
So here are some questions for us all. Where and when have you experienced the Holy Spirit? What difference does the Holy Spirit make for us today, as individuals, as a church, as a community?
Great. Thank you, young people. You all can go take a seat with your families for right now, because I want everyone to actually take a little time in worship, pondering and thinking about those questions. Where and when have you experienced the Holy Spirit? What difference does the Holy Spirit make for us today as individuals, as a church, as a community? Or does the Spirit make a difference in your life? So I invite you to turn to those around you and spend, if you're sitting far apart, scooch next to someone and spend a few minutes talking about where you've experienced the Spirit and or what difference the Holy Spirit makes in our lives, our communal lives and our individual lives.